Welcome to the Scariest Things Podcast, your gateway to the trends and tropes of the horror genre. Live at Wizard World Portland 2019, and we are so privileged to be joined by the Xander Harris.
The scariest thing.
Nicholas Brendan. Man, good to have you with us.
I was not expecting, your voice is awesome. I wasn't expecting that. It's great.
It's my basso profundo.
It's like, what's this? It's spooky, you know? spooky
yeah, well, we run a weekly horror podcast here in Portland.
I hope so.
And this is...
What am I doing here?
Yeah, I know. And you have got some great provenance in the genre, of course. 6 years on one of the all-time great television shows.
But who's counting?
What's it?
7 years.
7 years. Oh, yeah. So
the first year was 13 episodes, and then we did six solid episodes.
Seven, okay. And... but of course, we're
because I put my time in. You know what I mean? It's definitely not that don't drop that year.
Right.
I'm not being a dick. I just mean that they don't drop it.
So Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it's a real treat for us to have you with us. And I guess my first question out of the gate for you. Oh, and actually, I'm so excited to actually have Nicholas with us also introduce Gwen Callahan, who is with the Portland Horror Film Festival.
Hello.
And
are you a guest too?
I'm a guest on the podcast. This is my second time being a guest on the podcast.
Right. So and
but we're starting this together.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I feel bad. I thought you were part of the podcast.
Well, no, but she is a big Buffy fan,
and so
it's like an opportunity here, right? So, I think going back into the Wayback Machine.
Yep.
Before you knew that Buffy was going to be a big thing, because I don't think, coming off of the 1992 Buffy movie, putting up a Warner Brothers television show wasn't exactly a guaranteed smash.
No, not at all.
What was it like for your casting call, and what did you know going in, and what were your expectations?
I had met with the head of casting at Warner Brothers TV about 2 months before I got the part. She gave me the script. She said, you might be right for this. I didn't hear anything at all for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I guess they had been auditioning the whole time. Mm-hmm. I got a phone call on a Wednesday saying, it was probably late March at this point now. Mm-hmm. So I go in to meet with casting on Thursday morning. I do my three scenes. She gives me a note, which I didn't like. So can you come back at 2 o'clock and meet Joss and Gail Berman? Okay. I said, sure. So I have some Thai food, some pad Thai. And then I went back in at 2 o'clock. And so I opened the door and Gail Berman was on the phone. She became the head of Paramount Studios and Joss was in the corner. And so I walk in, I'm like, hey, you talking to Ricky? Tell Ricky he still owes me that $25. And I haven't forgotten about it, And I'm like, say something to Joss. And I'm like, bada bing, bada boom. And so I start the scenes. And about halfway through, with the note I was given, halfway through, Joss said, stop. The guy that came in here, do it that way. So I'm like, that's how I wanted to do it. So sweet. Mm-hmm. So I do it. I get a page that I'm going to test at Fox on that Friday. Uh-huh. So I'm like, I'm going to book a TV show. So I get there, and it's like 16. They're testing 16 Xanders now.
All right.
Because this was the last test.
Now, was Xander the only role you were testing for?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they tested 3 or 4 times before. Mm-hmm. It was going to come out of this crop, mm-hmm. period, because they were shooting in 5 days.
Sure.
So I do it. I'm last to go in. Which, I'm very nervous, and I blow the audition. There's probably 80 people in the room.
Okay.
And it's tiered seating. I came to find out the most important people are in the front row, and if it tiers up, it's less important.
Okay.
Not that any human being is unimportant.
Right.
But so my voice is shaking, my lips shaking, my eyes are everything is shaking about me.
This is your La La Land moment.
This is it. I blew it.
Yeah.
The first test. And my last scene was like, hey, Buffy, you forgot your steak. And I run after her, and I sat in the first person's lap I saw, in a very nice Italian suit with male pattern baldness. And I sit down, and I cross my legs, and I just say to him, like a chewing gum, hey, you come here often? Like while I'm like twirling his hair that's not there. And that was the head of Fox Studios. So me and this other guy said, on Monday we're going to test. 14 went away. The note was he seemed nervous.
Okay.
The guy that I tested against, he was first choice, mm-hmm. but SAG rules stipulate you cannot test against yourself. So I was the seat. I was the seat filler at the Oscars.
Okay.
When Jack Nicholson goes to the bathroom, and the seat filler sits in because they don't want an empty seat, but that seat filler becomes more popular than Jack Nicholson while he was gone.
Right. Okay.
So we're there at 5 o'clock on Monday. He goes in, comes out. I go in, and it's the same office that I was at 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I just felt this complete peace. Did the three scenes. They applauded and stood up and gave me a standing ovation after when I was done.
Sweet.
I walk outside. I'm walking back to the waiting room. I pass the men's room. And you know that little man? And I stop in front of him and I say, hey, buddy, I think we just booked a TV show. So the first person I knew was the man's door man at the Warner Brothers.
You're so privileged. So what were you coming off of going into the show? Like
nothing.
At that point, yeah, because
I hadn't acted.
How old were you when you were doing that?
I was 26, playing 15. But I had done like 8 or 9 commercials.
Right.
If they cared about the show, I wouldn't have been on the show. Like really, because I mean, I had no tape, I had no reel, I had nothing.
So, you know, one of my favorite bits that you did was Once More with Feeling, mm-hmm. right? I think it's a lot of people's favorite.
I lied, I said it's easy. I've tried, but there's these fears I can't quell. Is she looking for a pot of gold?
Oh, yeah. There we go, folks.
Nice.
Must be witches. I mean, witches, which is ridiculous because witches are persecuted.
But what was your reaction when the producers came up to you and said,
we're doing a musical?
So we're going to do a musical.
Fine.
Number.
I was fine with it.
So did you have a musical background going into that?
No, I didn't. I was only acting for 2 months when I booked Buffy.
Right, right.
I played baseball through college and high school.
Okay.
It didn't matter if I was good or bad.
Right.
I happened to be decent, and I'm a pretty good singer, but it didn't matter, you know. So I just did it, and I had a great time doing it.
Well, you just did voice box karaoke. Which was, you know, I saw that. I was like, oh man, that would be so cool because voice box is my is one.
Well,
of
my, I started singing "Sweet Transvestite" for Tony Head because he was a Frankenfurter.
Yeah.
So I do that and I put the makeup on and stuff. But you know, I'm really good at singing that song. I've come to find out, you know. So it's just, and I could do it, but I blow this thing out.
Right, right.
I love singing, and it really, because I also battle depression, PTSD, and stuff like that, and I'm autistic. Yeah. So the singing really, I've come to find that, yeah. You know, yes, cathartic, but to me, that's more writing or saying you did me wrong. It's just a piece. Uh-huh. It's a piece that I have that comes over my brain and my body and my loins.
That's just pure expression. Just there's
no
filter on it. You
yeah,
just put it out there.
Close my eyes and you can, when I look at the video, so you can see that I am a little autistic and how I react to just beats and sounds and stuff. And it's just, yeah, I have a blast doing it.
So did you have to battle those tendencies during your filming?
Well, I mean, I had a horrible stutter when I was a child. Mm-hmm. So I got into acting to combat the stutter. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of, you know, my mom, when I went, because I've been to rehab a couple times, you know, as every actor does. My mom told me to ask my therapist in rehab, hey, ask me if you have Asperger's. And I'm like, you're bringing this up now? You know what I mean?
My goodness.
I know.
So, I have a
Which, by the way, I'm not ashamed of. I'm embracing everything, all of my faults.
Awesome.
We're at a Comic-Con. There's
I just talk about it openly.
I'm sure you'll hit somebody else with Asperger's.
Really?
So in Once More with Feeling, what did you find harder, the singing or the dancing?
Neither.
Easy.
Because I was an athlete.
Were easy. Okay.
So that was easy. And then the singing was just fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there was never, I never had a hard time shooting Buffy.
Nice.
Everything came super easy, and that means you're doing the right part.
Okay,
well, yeah,
doing this thing now.
It looked natural. I mean, everything.
Yeah, the hardest part probably in shooting the musical episode. Sorry to interrupt. Was the scene right after our musical, mine and Emma's, and then it's us walking down the street with Giles, and that was a oneer. So that whole thing that was take 17 that you saw, but we'd lost our permit. We were done. And so that was the hardest part about, like, because there are things that were out of my control. Mm-hmm. If a dancer messed up, then we're going back to one. So, yeah, that was the hardest part.
Oh, man.
Well, I think I've gotten...
they're telling us to wrap it up.
This has got... Yeah, this has moved real quick. We got... I think your handler is like, okay, here we go. So, to close
by hand, he doesn't handle me. He just handles me.
Wait, can I ask a question about
Coherence? Go for it.
So, I recently... Well, not recently, like... Coherence.
Yeah.
You were in a horror sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it was a sci-fi movie, and it was all improv. Shot in chronological order. There's no script. And essentially, it's a dinner party where things just go awry. And you have to see it, but like every time someone leaves the house, We're not sure whether if they come back or not.
Yeah.
Essentially.
So it's a dinner party when a comet is passing over and it causes a weird situation with like realities and dimensions.
Yeah.
Interdimensional like
And since there was no script when the first time I saw the movie, I'm like, what? Because I didn't know how it ended. Because I wasn't in the ending.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of cool.
I was going to ask how you, if there's no script, like, did they just kind of give you an outline of this is what
we got
to show?
Every actor got 5 to 10 points that they had to bring up a night at the dinner party. Okay. Everything else was improv, and it was so hard to shoot because there's never downtime.
Wow.
And I like light moves. I like camera moves.
Nice.
They have a little cigarette and just kind of like take 10 minutes off. You know what I mean?
So how long did it take to, how long did you have to shoot that film?
We shot it in 7 days total.
Wow. So it was excellent. I loved it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you'd see it if you haven't seen it.
I also liked the joke about, like, aren't you that guy from Roswell?
Yeah.
And we were
right?
like, he wasn't on Roswell.
It was, yeah. It was just so close. Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, I think we're going to have to close it down. But anything that you want to shout out that you're doing for our fans out there?
I mean, I'm a voice for depression and for mental health. I do a bunch of events. Shooting a TV show called Knights of the Round Table where I play a crazy cook, which is great because it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to be a good human being every day.
Awesome. Nicholas, it is a honor and a privilege to have you on board.
Thank you.
And we'll be watching.
We'll be watching.
Well, I'm going to probably be binging a lot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You should.
And catching up because it was like a little bit of a refresh, to be honest. Oh, but, you know, I think that there was...
They're like Pringles, man. You just can't have one.
Oh, no. You know, you're doing a batch of 10, right?
Meow.
All right. Well, man, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.